It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get a jump on with Joey Hudson from North Carolina in just a minute. But first, does Dennis Prager listen to this show? Finally, we have a breakthrough. Dennis Prager saying Republicans made one huge mistake at our convention. We did. We've been making it for a while. We've been working diligently to remove the weakest candidate that the Democrats have, so we could face a tougher one, because we're just that stupid. We're literally that dumb. It shows we have no strategy of any kind. We are mindless zombies marching toward, well, if we win, great, but if not, oh well. Prager writes this. There was one major mistake at the convention. Virtually all convention speakers, including Trump, focused their attention on President Joe Biden. Are you listening to my show, Dennis? If so, I'm so glad that you went off on this on your show and that you've written this. The audience did the same. When it would chant, Joe must go, he says. He says Republican office seekers should focus their attacks on the Democrat Party and the left as their opponent. Thank you. Not doing so at the convention has come back to bite them just 3 days later. Now Joe did go. Oops. Now we're fortunate, because I am convinced she's a weaker candidate than him. Remember, as I've told you over and over again, she pulled behind him for most of the Biden presidency. He had to get good and publicly demented to show the public he was demented before she passed him in the polls. Okay? So I think we really want her. But we're working so hard to get rid of her. Every dollar that the RNC and Trump spends on these really great ads that are incredibly stupid to run right now is a dollar they might as well just put in an envelope, send over to the DNC. Because they are desperate right now. You have Politico, New York Times, Axios, they're all trying to get rid of her. And I don't know how, but we're going to fix it for them. Because you know what? We want to run against a candidate that could really beat us, like Mark Kelly. Because I give him 50-50 odds. So Prager, Dennis, good job. Good job. You're at the top of hotair.com right now. People are reading. They're thinking and they're reading. Oh, wow. Maybe we shouldn't knock Kamala out with ads and do the one thing the Democrats want us to do. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Thank you, Dennis. Can you tell your friends? He writes, I've never understood why Republicans always concentrate their fire on the Democrat opponent. Yet we're about to knock off the weakest opponent we could possibly face in Kamala Harris. I think Biden was the second weakest in the entire field. And the New York Times agrees with me. They literally ran an article Monday saying she is the weakest opponent in the entire field, weaker than Biden. I know. Why are we running ads against her? Let them nominate her. Please, all of you who listen to me for show prep across the country, repeat, 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 repeat. Just shut up for 7 days and let them nominate her. They don't know a way out. We're trying to give them one. I bet you Joey Hudson yesterday heard plenty of this, though, at the Trump rally. I bet we're all about Kamala yesterday, like a bunch of morons. The DNC probably dropped $100,000 in the kitty for that convention so we could tell everybody how awful Kamala is and help them get rid of her. I hope that didn't happen yesterday. Joey Hudson, I know you were there.
I was, Tara. And first, let me confirm, Dennis Prager does listen to the Tara Show. I know Dennis. He's one of my colleagues at the Salem Media Group. He loves upstate South Carolina, so I suspect he's listening on the Odyssey app every day.
Awesome. Cool. Oh, I hope he repeats that. I'm serious. I'm so frustrated anyway. We need to talk about Democrat open borders, Democrat policies, Democrats made you poor with inflation, Democrat. Because it's true. I mean, if you look at it, like, you know, that infrastructure bill, which was really just the Green New Deal, that was all Democrat votes. Why are we talking about Joe and Kamala?
Exactly. We just need to talk about what they have done these past few years with Joe Biden sitting at the helm. And that's all we need to do. And that's what I heard here in Charlotte yesterday. And a lot of that, you know, I asked every single person that I spoke with three questions. First off, why they were there. And it was hot, Tara. I mean, it was 90 plus degrees. I arrived around 1:30. there were thousands of people already standing in line for the doors to open at 2. And for the next 4 hours, people passed through the security to get into the Bojangles Arena. I don't know what the total capacity is. 8,600 is listed on the website for a sporting event. Mm-hmm. Of course, they took advantage of the full floor here yesterday, so several thousand more at least. And they turned people away. Some people, unfortunately, waited for quite some time and were not able to get into the building. But not a single person that I talked with yesterday, and I talked with hundreds, said they were concerned about Kamala Harris being on the ticket. In fact, they think that we're going to be quite fine with Kamala Harris being on the ticket.
Yep.
If Donald Trump will just talk about what he accomplished.
Yeah. Now, give me a temperature on Trump, okay? Because I actually didn't watch the whole thing yesterday. I was so knee deep in all this other stuff, especially the Ray hearing. Did he stay on teleprompter? Was he well behaved?
He did not stay on teleprompter.
Okay.
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure he's capable of staying on teleprompter.
Okay, as long as he just keeps focused on the message. If he just can repeat, you know, economics and border, I mean, I think we win this thing. Did he do that?
Yes. Not completely. And that was the other thing. When I would talk with people about how the race has changed, if it has changed, with Kamala at the top, a lot of people echoed my sentiment in that Donald Trump does not need to go after Kamala Harris and start the personal insults and that type of thing, but just talk about the things that she has not done, the accomplishments that are not there. He didn't exactly do that. He got into the weeds a few times, you know, with little personal barbs. But overall, he talked about what he had accomplished and what he wants to do in another administration. But I do wish he would kind of stay away from some of the personal things with Kamala and just talk about her complete failure as vice president.
You know, and you know what scares me, Joey? If there is one thing Donald Trump is better at than anyone I have ever seen in my lifetime. And think about this. Remember, he cut through a field of 17 Republican GOP candidates in that 2016 primary like butter. He destroyed every one of them, made up a name, destroyed them. I'm afraid he'll do that to her because he does it quickly. I mean, he could do it in a week. And I'm like, no, stop it.
Yes. I agree.
If I were him, I'd be saying, you know, I would just be talking Democrats. I wouldn't be talking Kamala. So, you know, I'm afraid he will effectively educate the public about her, tanker in the polls even worse than she's already down, and help the Democrats replace her.
Yes, because I agree with you. We need her as the Democrat nominee. And there's still enough time over the next few weeks if enough of the powers that be within the Democrat Party decide, well, you know, let's wait a minute here. We can't win with her. We don't want them to come to that realization. We need Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket because we can beat Kamala Harris in November.
And the New York Post reporting yesterday, that's what Obama said, that he's not endorsing her because he thinks she's going to lose.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, Obama's a pretty smart guy when it comes to things like this. And we just need to stay the course. And again, talk about the accomplishments of the 4 years of Donald Trump in office, because there are many, and people are longing for that. You know, a number of people yesterday told me, we want cheaper gasoline again. We want to be able to go to the grocery store and afford to feed our families. And the list goes on and on. We don't want illegals coming into our community and taking, you know, some of the resources out of our community that need to go to disabled vets and to our families. So we have the message. We just need to deliver it.
Amen to that. Okay, now I know you've been to a lot of these Trump rallies in the past, Joey. What was the energy and excitement level like compared to maybe 2020?
It was through the roof.
Okay, would you say definitely more so, more identifiably, like pumped up?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. People are excited. They're ready to win because they're scared of what will happen if we don't win. But again, you had people who drove hundreds of miles yesterday. You had people who had been there, and some people got in line very early yesterday morning. And like I said, it was 90-plus degrees, people waiting hours and hours with hopes that they would get in. There was no guarantee. There are no tickets to these type of events. You respond to a website. They send you a pass that means first come, first serve. You get there early enough, you'll get in. But many people, they park for miles and walk over to the arena. So the enthusiasm level. And here's the other thing I noticed yesterday, Tara. A lot of young people.
Good.
There were a lot of young people yesterday who were there, and I talked with a good many of them as well. And, you know, tell me, you know, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. And they're just enthusiastic because some of them are not really old enough to, you know, they weren't buying their own gasoline during the Trump era. They weren't buying groceries. Now they're in that early 20-something, and they're having to do that, and they can't afford it. They can't afford four more years of what we've gotten with Joe Biden.
Amen to that, Joey. Well, thank you for your report from North Carolina, and hope to catch you before my show. 526 sure. Right here, 98.9 WORD.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is actually truly cool. I generally think of House Speaker Mike Johnson as a doofus, but this was a smart move. Going out there on Capitol Hill after the lunatic leftist flag burners burnt the U.S. flag, replaced it with the Palestinian flag, led a contingent of Congress members who, if they'd been there earlier, probably would have been beaten up by the raging lunatic left and put that flag back up at Union Station. Good for them. You know what? That's a normal American thing to do. Okay, normal Americans fly the flag. It's not even a right-wing thing. Normal Americans fly the flag. What we need to do right now to win is just look normal. Just be normal. Just be who we are. Be normal Americans. These are not hard things. Earlier in the day, because they were out there putting the flag up at night, very smart. It's the kind of thing things Democrats used to do. Absolute chaos at Union Station. I've put up both of the links. Reporter Julio Rosas recorded the whole thing. U.S. Park Police move in to prevent anti-Israel protesters from taking down a U.S. flag that was flying. Arrest them. Park Police withdrew after securing the U.S. flag, and the mob chased and beat them. This is what Democrat protesters think they're entitled to do. The mob continued to chase the police officers. You can see the video of this. To try to free the protesters who'd been arrested at Union Station, pepper spray was eventually used to push the crowd back. But you can see the assaults going on there. Also assaulted Capitol Police. I thought if you assault a Capitol Police officer, and that's what they said on their Twitter feed, that they were assaulted, and they were, as you see the video, I thought that you had to wait 2 years in a federal facility before you're tried and sentenced to, I don't know, 15, 17 years. Well, I mean, the grandmas who just took the selfies, they're doing 8, 9 years. So, I mean, I guess it's okay if you're a leftist lunatic, though. I guess the FBI is not going to be by to pick you up. It's outrageous. Hey, this is really good news, okay? After that New York Post article yesterday that Barack Obama does not believe Kamala Harris can beat Trump, which is why he has not endorsed her. And his endorsement being missing at this point is a big deal. But they're facing an August 1st deadline. Potentially, that's the earliest point the voting will start, get started. Article just came out that he is going to likely endorse her soon. Okay, we need to lock this woman in. Lock her in. Because let me tell you what. I've been wondering who the candidate was that they wanted to hold the Blitz primary for. Remember when they proposed the Blitz, the Democrat leadership a few weeks ago proposed the Blitz primary? Yeah, you know what that was for? That was to get rid of Kamala because they know she can't win it. She couldn't win a regular primary. Heck, she couldn't defeat candidates whose names I can't even remember right now. Tom Steyer, who was that? I don't know. He beat her. She didn't drop out. That was the purpose of the Blitz primary, was to weed her out because she is the weakest candidate they have. I know that because the New York Times told me that on Monday in a bid to defeat her, but they're running out of time. Because this is the scariest thing I've read in a long time. The candidate Obama wanted, according to the New York Post, this makes perfect sense, was Mark Kelly. He doesn't have a big national profile, but he's an astronaut. People would have loved that. And they can cast him as a moderate. He's not, but they can pretend he is. And they only have to hold the pretend for about 6-8 weeks because, again, the early voting starts in September in the swing states, which is also ridiculous. So let's hope this is not a rumor. Let's hope Obama is forced to endorse the fake black chick and lock her in. According to this, Obama is furious that things haven't gone his way. That he's furious, according to this, that after they pushed Biden out, remember, they set him up, they threatened him, they used that debate to push him out, to show the American people who he was so they could push him out. They didn't expect, according to the New York Post, they did not expect him to endorse Kamala on the way out. This has been a disaster for him. They were going to go right into the Blitz primary and push the white guy to the front. Obama is furious things haven't gone his way, which is why he is not joining the Democrat Party's support of Harris. This was yesterday in the New York Post. Another well-placed Democrat source said Obama being surprised by a smart political decision actually makes sense when coupled with his personal inability to see politics beyond his singular immediate interest, which is controlling this situation. So this is a problem. And what happened was Biden making that surprise move and endorsing her. Biden does not like her, okay? Biden doesn't think she should be president. Remember this? Folks, this was just 2 weeks ago. You remember how demented people are? One of the actual, sadly, symptoms of dementia, you lose that barrier between what you think and what comes out of your mouth. That's actually a thing in your brain. You lose it. And I've had a family member go through this. It does happen. And you actually say what's in your head, which, you know, can you imagine how terrible it'd be for you if people around you could actually hear what was going through your head all day? Oh, you'd be out of a job, out of friendship, probably divorced. It'd be a mess, right? Well, Biden does that. Listen to what he said about Kamala. This was 2 weeks ago during a particularly bad dementia session. This was during an interview.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
See, that's what he really thinks.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
She isn't. Didn't get a single vote. Didn't win a single delegate in the primary. It's a better way to put it. Didn't win a single delegate in the primary. Elevated over men who beat her in the primary, including Andrew Yang and Tom Steyer and everybody else who ran in that primary except Joe. Why? Because she claims to be black. She's a little black, but not much. First time she ran, she claimed to be Indian. That's why I always point that out. So now she's black. Now she's black. So here's the thing here. And then they want to tell you, don't call her the DEI candidate. That's shameful. Well, they push DEI. Well, I can mathematically prove she's the DEI candidate. She had to drop out with less than 3% of the vote while the people who beat her stay in and they didn't get picked. Poor Amy Klobuchar, this is not fair to her. But she wasn't the DEI candidate. They don't want her. They do not want her. So look, folks, all we got to do is shut our mouths. Trump needs to stop running the ads. We all got to shut up. Just talk about Democrat open borders or something for a few days. Let them deal with this problem because this is a big problem. And folks, this is why Black Lives Matter came out yesterday and put that statement out. What do they demand? Exactly what the Democrat leadership wanted 3 weeks ago. They said, we don't want Kamala. We want an open primary. We want a Blitz primary. Why? Because she can't win it. We got to stop her because she's our weakest candidate. So look, folks, fingers crossed. We just got to make it to August 1st and hope they're forced to vote this woman in. Let's hope for an Obama endorsement today because that is going to be a defeat. Oh, my gosh, this is hilarious. You know how I like to hike, right? And a lot of making sure you stay hiking, safe about hiking is just like, you know, do the research. And then as you realize, wow, I'm not a pro. I wasn't in special forces, so I probably can't handle this. You just don't do the hike. You don't do the hike. It's that simple. I saw this article. Oh my gosh. You know what is happening, okay? We have a whole generation of Gen Zers now, especially the young Gen Zers, who've spent their entire lives inside because their parents were afraid for them to go outside. They spent their whole lives playing video games. They're online. They have no idea about the world. And they're fat. And they're fat. And they go on a social media thing. And they're, you know, they've been so deprived of vitamin D for all those years, their bone's about to snap. And then they go online, they see a thing about hiking, and they're like, wow, that's like a really big mountain. It's beautiful on top of the thing. I'm going to go there. And they don't notice that the person in the photo is in really good shape. And now the UK Daily Mail is warning, look, we've got some peaks here in Europe that, like, y'all might think you can hike, but, like, don't do it because these poor rescuers can't keep up with Gen Z. Headline, mountain rescuers are saving novice walkers having panic attacks. Social media is blamed for encouraging Gen Z explorers to tackle hiking challenges they're not prepared for. When my daughter and I were in Utah, we saw something hilarious. We did a 1,600-mile trip. We hiked around 90 miles in 10 days. It's called the Mighty Five. It's a really cool trip. And you hit the biggest, best parks in Utah. It's a dream of ours. We did it. Okay. So, like, I am a hiker. I'm a power walker. And I was not prepared for a lot of these hikes. And I mean, I'm a size six. I'm in shape. My daughter is actually an athlete, and they taxed her. She's been playing sports for years. So we were out on the trails. We noticed something interesting. We noticed something really interesting. We were shocked by how many of these Utah parks, I would say probably like maybe a quarter of the people in the parks that were out there hiking are Europeans. Seemed to be mainly French and German. And you know what was weird about them? They were all in shape. There wasn't one of them was fat. Even the old ones. The men, 100% in shape. Maybe the slightest hint of a love handle. I wouldn't even call it a dad bod. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they're out there and they're pumping away, you know, and they're doing it. The women, you know, women carry a little more weight than men do. I think the average woman that was European wasn't overweight at all. There were a few that had a few pounds on them, but I'm talking like 10, maybe 15 tops. And it was just maybe 5%. I was astonished at what great shape they were in. And then to watch the Americans trudging along beside them. Oh, we are just porkers. My daughter and I just kind of like, it was funny because we'd get on a trail and like we've researched it. We go on alltrails.com. Okay, is this strenuous? And we're going to avoid that turn off. We don't want to do strenuous. Because strenuous really means strenuous on alltrails.com. It is like, you know, can you scramble over rock? Like how? Yeah. And these people were getting stuck on the trails. Their face is all puffy red. They have to sit there. They're sending for the park rangers. And the Europeans are just power walking right by them. And it's just funny to me. And now this is in the UK Daily Mail. It's so bad. Listen to this. Trifan, a mountain in Ogwen Valley in Erie, which is in Snowdonia. Sounds cool. Literally translates into very high peak in English. It's one of the most recognizable peaks in Britain, but amateur mountaineers who undertake the trek are freezing up at the daunting height. Why? Because they didn't go outside during their childhood. No, they didn't. They were playing video games. This is like my neighborhood at Halloween. We thought there were like some kids in the neighborhood, but not a lot. We went out on Halloween. I kid you not, there were kids everywhere. You couldn't even drive your car through our neighborhood. There were probably 100 kids I've never seen. It was slam-packed full of kids. They just never came to their houses. We didn't know they were there. And this is who is going out thinking, I'm going to hike Snowdonia. Whoa, I wouldn't try that. This means the Ogwen Valley Mountain Rescue Team has dealt with rescues involving a number of panic attacks recently. Yes, if you've never been outside, never even been stung by a bee. Now you're going to try to scale a peak rated, I don't know, did you even look on the app? Locals have blamed social media for encouraging Gen Z explorers to tackle hiking challenges they are not prepared for. It comes after Erie Rangers told people to stop posting about the beautiful mountain range last year as they struggled to cope with the influx of Gen Z visitors after the pandemic. And you know what? It just reminded me of Utah as I'm looking at pictures and I'm like, yep, bunch of porkers. Look, there's nothing wrong with being overweight. I was overweight. And I lost the weight, but I was really realistic about what I could hike. I mean, I was nothing more than moderate. You know what this is? These people have so little grasp on reality and what the reality of nature is because they've lived inside and been so sheltered. They have panic attacks when they go up on these peaks. So far, the Ogwin Valley Mountain Rescue Team has been called out 96 times this year, and they want Gen Z to know if you're not in shape and used to scaling mountain peaks, you might want to stay home. Try a nice nature footpath in a park near you. Maybe start there. You know what this reminds me of? You know, this is going on here too. It is. And it hasn't been as bad this summer as it has been in previous years, but every year, people go up on the Blue Ridge and to some of these other, like, you know, tall areas around here, and they fall right off the waterfall. And there's a sign by every one of these waterfalls. I know I've hiked a lot of these. People have died here, the sign says. Have you seen those if you hike? People have died here. Stop. Don't go any further. And they take that as a sign that they need to go past the sign and get a selfie. And inevitably, they fall right off. I told somebody once, I've got his reaction. Oh, wait, me and the kids hiked Rainbow Fall. Oh, you took him up there? Why would you do that? That's so dangerous. Yeah, because everybody falls off Rainbow Falls. Why? Because they're dumb. I don't know. They never went out before. You know how you survive hiking Rainbow Falls? You want to know how? You don't go past the sign that says, people have died here. Don't go past this sign. It's so easy. They put a sign like that, by the way, at the front of the trail too, just in case you wanted to take a stupid selfie. So, anyway. This is apparently, according to the UK Daily Mail, becoming a problem all over the world at the world's highest and best peaks. You know, there's something to be said for Darwinism. Be sure to check out Battleground America, my podcast, where the show never ends. I try to condense and distill down the best of the show to the podcast. You can always get it by texting keyword Tara, my name, T-A-R-A, to the text line 71307. Usually comes out around noon. So if you did it right now, you'll just find yesterday's. Holding our breath, hoping for Obama to give up. Just stop fighting. Stop fighting. Endorse Kamala. Give up. It's over. Joe wrecked it for you. Accept her as your nominee and prepare to fill out as many, you know, millions of ballots with her name on them as you need to. I mean, to back her in the swing states or something. Whatever it is you do. And the hit job has continued. The New York Times has officially pronounced her their weakest candidate. That was on Monday. Politico mocked her on Tuesday with that article about how world leaders laugh at her. Don't take her seriously because she can't beat Trump. And besides, she's lightweight. When liberal media writes that stuff, it's not because they decided to really give you the actual news about what people think about Kamala. It's because they're trying to take her out. Now, the Democrat Party has one last Hail Mary pass right now. Okay, the DNC put out a call for other candidates. In other words, please, for the love of God, if anybody, Gretchen Whitmer, would like to run against this woman who you could probably easily beat in a blitz primary, please give us a call. We're 1-800-DNC. We're looking for a white person. A white person who play well in the Midwest, somebody who doesn't maybe have a federal record or much of one, who we can paint as a moderate. It's okay if you're actually a Marxist. It's all right. Hey, just call us. 1-800-DNC. Again, that was a big story yesterday. On the one hand, they're acting like, okay, she's the nominee. She's got it all wrapped up because, of course, she does. She's the black woman. And then on the other hand, like, about, hey, you know, if you want to volunteer, if there's any other candidates, hey, come on down. We'd love to hear from you. As they send Black Lives Matter out to put the hit on her. with that statement, Black Lives Matter statement on Kamala Harris securing enough delegates to become the Democrat nominee. They say it's not fair. She never earned a single delegate on her own. Couldn't do it. That's why. Oh my gosh, this is hilarious. You know how I like to hike, right? And a lot of making sure you stay hiking, safe about hiking is just like, you know, do the research. And then as you realize, wow, I'm not a pro. I wasn't in special forces, so I probably can't handle this. You just don't do the hike. You don't do the hike. It's that simple. I saw this article. Oh my gosh. You know what is happening, okay? We have a whole generation of Gen Zers now, especially the young Gen Zers, who've spent their entire lives inside because their parents were afraid for them to go outside. They spent their whole lives playing video games. They're online. They have no idea about the world. And they're fat. And they go on a social media thing. And they're, you know, they've been so deprived of vitamin D for all those years, their bone's about to snap. And then they go online, they see a thing about hiking and they're like, wow, that's like a really big mountain. It's beautiful. On top of the thing, I'm going to go there. And they don't notice that the person in the photo is in really good shape. And now, the UK Daily Mail is warning, look, we've got some peaks here in Europe that like y'all might think you can hike, but like, don't do it because these poor rescuers can't keep up with Gen Z. Headline, mountain rescuers are saving novice walkers having panic attacks. Social media is blamed for encouraging Gen Z explorers to tackle hiking challenges they're not prepared for. When my daughter and I were in Utah, we saw something hilarious. We did a 1,600-mile trip. We hiked around 90 miles in 10 days. It's called the Mighty Five. It's a really cool trip. And you hit the biggest, best parks in Utah. Dream of ours. We did it. Okay. So like I am a hiker. I'm a power walker. I was not prepared for a lot of these hikes. And I mean, I'm a size six. I'm in shape. My daughter is actually an athlete and they taxed her. She's been playing sports for years. So we were out on the trails. We noticed something interesting. We noticed something really interesting. We were shocked by how many of these Utah parks, I would say probably like maybe a quarter of the people in the parks that were out there hiking are Europeans. Seemed to be mainly French and German. And you know what was weird about them? They were all in shape. There wasn't one of them was fat. Even the old ones. The men, 100% in shape. Maybe the slightest hint of a love handle. I wouldn't even call it a dad bod. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they're out there and they're pumping away, you know, and they're doing it. The women, you know, women carry a little more weight than men do. I think the average woman that was European wasn't overweight at all. There were a few that had a few pounds on them, but I'm talking like 10, maybe 15 tops. And it was just maybe 5%. I was astonished at what great shape they were in. And then to watch the Americans trudging along beside them. Oh, we are just porkers. My daughter and I just kind of like, it was funny because we'd get on a trail and like we've researched it. We go on alltrails.com. Okay, is this strenuous? And we're going to avoid that turn off. We don't want to do strenuous. Because strenuous really means strenuous on alltrails.com. It is like, you know, can you scramble over rock? Like how? Yeah. And these people were getting stuck on the trails. Their face is all puffy red. They have to sit there. They're sending for the park rangers. And the Europeans are just power walking right by them. And it's just funny to me. And now this is in the UK Daily Mail. It's so bad. Listen to this. Tryfan, a mountain in Ogwen Valley in Erie, which is in Snowdonia. Sounds cool. Literally translates into very high peak in English. It's one of the most recognizable peaks in Britain, but amateur mountaineers who undertake the trek are freezing up at the daunting height. Why? Because they didn't go outside during their childhood. No, they did. They were playing video games. This is like my neighborhood at Halloween. We thought there were like some kids in the neighborhood, but not a lot. We went out on Halloween. I kid you not. There were kids everywhere. You couldn't even drive your car through our neighborhood. There were probably 100 kids I've never seen. It was slam-packed full of kids. They just never came to their houses. We didn't know they were there. And this is who is going out thinking, I'm going to hike Snowdonia. Whoa, I wouldn't try that. This means the Ogwen Valley Mountain Rescue Team has dealt with rescues involving a number of panic attacks recently. Yes, if you've never been outside, never even been stung by a bee. Now you're going to try to scale a peak rated, I don't know, did you even look on the app? Locals have blamed social media for encouraging Gen Z explorers to tackle hiking challenges they are not prepared for. It comes after Erie Rangers told people to stop posting about the beautiful mountain range last year as they struggled to cope with the influx of Gen Z visitors after the pandemic. And you know what? It just reminded me of Utah as I'm looking at pictures and I'm like, yep, bunch of porkers. Look, there's nothing wrong with being overweight. I was overweight. And I lost the weight, but I was really realistic about what I could hike. I mean, I was nothing more than moderate. Or I mean, you know what this is? These people have so little grasp on reality and what the reality of nature is because they've lived inside and been so sheltered. They have panic attacks when they go up on these peaks. So far, the Ogwen Valley Mountain Rescue Team has been called out 96 times this year, and they want Gen Z to know if you're not in shape and used to scaling mountain peaks, you might want to stay home. Try a nice nature footpath in a park near you. Maybe start there. You know what this reminds me of? You know, this is going on here too. It is. And it hasn't been as bad this summer as it has been in previous years, but every year, people go up on the Blue Ridge and to some of these other, like, you know, tall areas around here, and they fall right off the waterfall. And there's a sign by every one of these waterfalls. I know I've hiked a lot of these. People have died here, the sign says. Have you seen those if you hike? People have died here. Stop. Don't go any further. And they take that as a sign that they need to go past the sign and get a selfie. And inevitably, they fall right off. I told somebody once, I've got his reaction. Oh, wait, me and the kids hiked Rainbow Fall. Oh, you took him up there? Why would you do that? That's so dangerous. Yeah, because everybody falls off Rainbow Falls. Why? Because they're dumb. I don't know. They never went out before. You know how you survive hiking Rainbow Falls? You want to know how? You don't go past the sign that says, people have died here. Don't go past this sign. It's so easy. They put a sign like that, by the way, at the front of the trail, too, just in case you wanted to take a stupid selfie. So, anyway. This is apparently, according to the UK Daily Mail, becoming a problem all over the world at the world's highest and best peaks. You know, there's something to be said for Darwinism. Be sure to check out Battleground America, my podcast, where the show never ends. I try to condense and distill down the best of the show to the podcast. You can always get it by texting keyword Tara, my name, T-A-R-A, to the text line 71307. Usually comes out around noon. So if you did it right now, you'll just find yesterday's. Holding our breath, hoping for Obama to give up. Just stop fighting. Stop fighting. Endorse Kamala. Give up. It's over. Joe wrecked it for you. Accept her as your nominee and prepare to fill out as many, you know, millions of ballots with her name on them as you need to. I mean, to back her in the swing states or something. Whatever it is you do. And the hit job has continued. The New York Times has officially pronounced her their weakest candidate. That was on Monday. Politico mocked her on Tuesday with that article about how world leaders laugh at her. Don't take her seriously because she can't beat Trump. And besides, she's lightweight. When liberal media writes that stuff, it's not because they decided to really give you the actual news about what people think about Kamala. It's because they're trying to take her out. Now, the Democrat Party has one last Hail Mary pass right now. Okay, the DNC put out a call for other candidates. In other words, please, for the love of God, if anybody, Gretchen Whitmer, would like to run against this woman who you could probably easily beat in a blitz primary, please give us a call. We're 1-800-DNC. We're looking for a white person. A white person who play well in the Midwest, somebody who doesn't maybe have a federal record or much of one, who we can paint as a moderate. It's okay if you're actually a Marxist. It's all right. Hey, just call us. 1-800-DNC. Again, this to me, that was a big story yesterday. On the one hand, they're acting like, okay, she's the nominee. She's got it all wrapped up because, of course, she does. She's the black woman. And then on the other hand, like, about, hey, you know, if you want to volunteer, if there's any other candidates, hey, come on down. We'd love to hear from you. As they send Black Lives Matter out to put the hit on her. With that statement, Black Lives Matter statement on Kamala Harris securing enough delegates to become the Democrat nominee. They say it's not fair. She never earned a single delegate on her own. Couldn't do it. That's why. Again, such a failure in the primary where she ran against Joe Biden. She never won a single delegate and got beaten by almost every other candidate that won. And then was, of course, because Democrats, DEI, of course, ascended the mount to become the vice president based purely on her DEI, you know, category matches. Wouldn't it be great if they're stuck with her? Look, they have, look, August 1st is the earliest they can start the voting. So they technically have till then. Let's say if, oh, let's see if Obama says uncle, if Joe screwed it up so badly by endorsing her that Obama can't get out of it. Let's see. Keep your eye on it. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, 6 to 10, right here, 98.9 WORD, or on Rumble, or on Twitter, or my YouTube channel. Be sure to check out Battleground America, my podcast, where the show never ends. I try to condense and distill down the best of the show to the podcast. You can always get it by texting keyword Tara, my name, T-A-R-A, to the text line 71307. Usually comes out around noon, so if you did it right now, you'll just fine yesterday's. Holding our breath, hoping for Obama to give up. Just stop fighting. Stop fighting. Endorse Kamala. Give up. It's over. Joe wrecked it for you. Accept her as your nominee and prepare to fill out as many, you know, millions of ballots with her name on them as you need to. I mean, to back her in the swing states or something. Whatever it is you do. And the hit job has continued. The New York Times has officially pronounced her their weakest candidate. That was on Monday. Politico mocked her on Tuesday with that article about how world leaders laugh at her. Don't take her seriously because she can't beat Trump. And besides, she's lightweight. When liberal media writes that stuff, is that because they decided to really give you the actual news about what people think about Kamala? It's because they're trying to take her out. Now, the Democrat Party has one last Hail Mary pass right now. Okay, the DNC put out a call for other candidates. In other words, please, for the love of God, if anybody, Gretchen Whitmer, would like to run against this woman who you could probably easily beat in a blitz primary, please give us a call. We're 1-800-DNC. We're looking for a white person. A white person who played well in the Midwest, somebody who doesn't maybe have a federal record or much of one, who we can paint as a moderate. It's okay if you're actually a Marxist. It's all right. Hey, just call us. 1-800-DNC. Again, this to me, that was a big story yesterday. On the one hand, they're acting like, okay, she's the nominee. She's got it all wrapped up because, of course, she does. She's the black woman. And then on the other hand, like, about, hey, you know, if you want to volunteer, if there's any other candidates, hey, come on down. We'd love to hear from you. As they send Black Lives Matter out to put the hit on her. With that statement, Black Lives Matter statement on Kamala Harris securing enough delegates to become the Democrat nominee. They say it's not fair. She never earned a single delegate on her own. Couldn't do it. That's why. Again, such a failure in the primary where she ran against Joe Biden. She never won a single delegate and got beaten by almost every other candidate that won. And then was, of course, because Democrats, DEI, of course, ascended the mount to become the vice president based purely on her DEI, you know, category matches. Wouldn't it be great if they're stuck with her? Look, they have, look, August 1st is the earliest they can start the voting. So they technically have till then. Let's say if, oh, let's see if Obama says uncle, if Joe screwed it up so badly by endorsing her that Obama can't get out of it. Let's see. Keep your eye on it. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, 6 to 10, right here, 98.9 WORD, or on Rumble, or on Twitter, or my YouTube channel.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.